chillax. Take two of these and call me in the morning.
This is the Countdown Redefined. This is the Redefined Countdown.
Redefine the culture.
Welcome to the Redefined Countdown. We're back.
Yes,
it's the whole game. As usual.
And I'm Ituan.
Geneka, guys.
It's been like 2 weeks we've been away.
Yeah. I know y'all missed us.
Like, we've been away for a minute.
For a minute.
Yeah, you know. We've been away for Hello World. Hello, everybody.
Geneka, you missed me. Yeah.
Hello, Lucas.
You, Christopher. I know why you keep moving this thing to me.
You girls have been calling like, Christopher, how are you?
The lies you spit on the screen. The lies you spit. Listen, if people got. See, you're lucky that the God we have now is not the God of Old Testament. You don't be struck down from the
lies. I swear, Shongo.
I mean, why don't you just come on air and just be lying to the world?
You liked one picture that dropped 2017. I'm like,
what?
This
oh my goodness. Listen, you guys.
Let me. I'm like,
oh my God. Okay, you know what? Let's do this. Let me tell you why. First of all, I don't think I didn't even realize that Christopher was on my Instagram, right? And we're friends.
So
I was like, oh, look at him here. Let me just see and go and see. Because I didn't.
So, Geneka, you actually liked the picture.
I did, because out of like sympathy, you know? Because I haven't liked anything on his Instagram at all. So, that was like, I just like, okay, fine. Let me just, I just scrolled to the bottom and tapped one thing and
Christopher,
thank you. Everybody who listens in on this show knows that Christopher's always trying to, he's trying to do like reverse psychology and, you know, shoot his shot. I told you.
Oh, God.
Christopher, you're lying, but you actually liked my picture.
No, I'm saying you're lying about how I'm thirsty and I missed you, like, and I was calling you. Like, when did I call you? No, talk about, let's talk about you saying that. Oh my goodness. I told you that I don't even do boys. I'm not gonna have that conversation.
So,
men, okay? And you're not gonna cut that category. Let's move on. Let's move on. Thank you very much. Yeah, I know you guys missed us. We missed you too. We definitely missed you too. Anyway, so today's show is gonna be interesting. As interesting as all the other ones we've had. And as usual, we have an amazing guest, yes, in the building. And you guys are gonna know him very soon. But before we do that, we're gonna jump right into the countdown, starting with our number 10 song. You told anyone to give that to us?
Ilaye. It sounds like Alaye. You guys know that Alaye.
I call her Ilaye.
Oh my God. See, you guys, I think that Christopher has this thing. He doesn't know what to do. Like, he doesn't know what to do with himself.
Can we, like Christopher
his male hormones are keep raging. Like, he's not sure, so do I want to be with this person or that person?
Okay.
Can we, like, nobody saying reach out or don't reach out. We're just saying keep it together. You know what I mean?
But yeah. I'm usually always professional.
Oh my God.
Can we, like, allow Christopher to talk about this Ilaye girl? Because I know you have a lot. I know a lot about her.
He does care her to death.
But I just said you call her Ilaye.
The thing is, anytime I'm trying to talk to her, she's literally like, I'm busy, I'm taking
a shit. Yeah, because she has work to do, like some people. She got work to do, like some people.
Exactly.
She
probably doesn't do boys too, I guess. She doesn't.
I think she's actually doing a master's or something.
Okay, look at that. So can you see that you're going way out of your league there?
Exactly. And she's not just your type.
That's what I thought. So we're gonna hit you with this one,
Ilaye,
and we hope that you enjoy it.
Castle Wall,
and it's produced by Atal Nel Okiba.
This time for number 10.
I just wanna write this simple song and sing it. I just wanna put my heart out here and spill it all over these strings. I need a minute. I just need to memorize before I forget it. Oh, grab a pen and a notepad and scribble it all over these sheets. 'Cause I know it takes my heart on a roller coaster slow that it goes so fast. Like I'm falling from this tall castle. And I know that
I mean, just look. I mean, I've.
So you know
she has this Taylor Swift feel. I'm just like, ooh, okay. No, I mean, I think she's no. You're. I feel like you're feeling two different feelings. Your feeling is different from my feeling.
When I heard the song, I'm like, damn.
The feeling you're feeling is the feeling I'm feeling.
Damn.
She sounds so nice.
She does sound nice, but I don't know if you're thinking. I don't know, because like, I know you. You can be very
exactly
like, very if inappropriate.
This nice, like. In the studio.
I can't wait to hear the next thing you're gonna say. See, what did I say about this girl being out of your league? She's doing what? What did you say she's doing again? Her masters, isn't it? So I'm sure she doesn't deal with boys. She deals with men, man. Just like I do. So
exactly.
All right.
Take a hike.
Right, number nine. So Jessica, I'll tell you about this song.
Okay.
This is literally our first Christian song.
Oh.
Oh.
That's cute.
How is that cute though?
I mean,
actually cute.
How many Christian songs do we have?
Yeah, this is actually the first. No, what do you think, because you're the one that is always about I don't go to church, blah, blah, blah.
But then she doesn't go to church doesn't mean she doesn't do Christian songs.
First of all, the fact that I don't go to church does not mean that I don't believe in God. That's don't get that twisted. I believe in God. It's coming up again because I feel like you failed to understand my point. You keep skirting around it.
No. I actually got your point that time.
Okay, what's my point?
You were like, you don't go to church because there's actually no point. Because girls go to church for other things that.
But not all girls. Not
you go to church to catch fishes. You said that earlier.
Don't go to church. I said some girls. Don't get me wrong, bro.
Okay, so listen. The thing to pick out of the fact that, or like my spirituality or whatever it is, I'm not a religious person. I'm more of a spiritual person. And for me, what matters is having a relationship with God more than the activities that you're doing, right? I don't want to take the thing too deep, but then we think that we're there to serve him, but he wants to serve us, right? So I want to have a relationship with him personally, know the God that I'm serving, let him know me, that kind of thing. I just feel like I can't get that type of relationship in church because there's too much activity, he's too busy, you know? You're not even calm enough to listen to what God has to say to you.
People like Christopher go to church.
Yeah, so that's just where I'm coming from, you know, on that front.
You
so,
guys.
Yeah.
No.
People like Christopher.
But I do believe in God. And I do. Yeah, I know that. But then it's better for me because the world's going, people are going to listen to that and think, oh, she's like a pagan or whatever. I don't want questions coming up at me like that. So just everybody can know that, oh, she doesn't go to church, but she believes in God.
Praise
you know?
Jesus.
Yeah, so.
But people like Christopher go to church to look for skirts.
I mean, whatever.
Anything in skirts.
To each his own. Whatever everybody, whatever he goes to church to do is his own business.
You can't even lie about it.
He did, exactly. He's laughing. So it's like, to each his own, right? Like, ain't nobody fighting or anything.
Cool.
Your Iranu game is so strong. Like, Oniranu, Shino,
Olosho. His name is Marizu Ikechi, and he calls this one Chosen. That's his
Chosen.
Name.
It's time, number nine.
I'm chosen. So many times I wonder why. Like, why did you choose me? Why would you care about my life? And now I know that you love me. And I'm sure that I know that you called me. Out of the many others you saw me, you called me, you chose me. Oh, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, I'm chosen. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, Lord, you got me single.
Was chosen by Marizu Ikechi. He's a University of Lagos student, I heard.
No, it's school abroad.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
But he's back in
okay.
Lagos.
Oh. Is he now doing something in University of Lagos?
Nah.
Okay, so I guess that was a bogus information I got. Excuse me? You can see, listen, you can see how every time we talk about anything, Christopher, I feel like he has this hope that, you know, sometime, somewhere, someplace, someday, I'm just gonna look at him and forget that he's a boy. Shit. So he always just brings this thing and goes, so you know, all those things that young boys will petty much.
Christopher, I'm not trying to look for like a comeback.
Petty much.
I'll just throw shade and run away.
No, he does. I come back at him, he's hiding. But I mean, that's fine. I know what you do, and I know how to hit you back.
Christopher,
with that.
We all know you dream of Ginika. You dream of Ginika.
Well, even
way,
I don't.
By
I don't
way,
think
Ginika,
he does.
Are you
that.
Going to get PVC?
Oh my god, that's something. We should definitely talk about that. The PV. Okay, so listen. Here's what I've realized. There's a lot of people out there. I know. I mean, I've heard a lot of people go, "Oh, I don't want to even get this PVC thing. I'm just gonna get it so that I can like have like a form of ID for the next couple of years. Like, so that I don't have to go through the process of getting like another ID card or whatever." So people apparently are not even getting this PVC thing to do what is it made for. That's the vote, right? They're getting it just because it's a form of ID. I mean, I should get mine, and I really want to because I really want to vote.
What
this.
Are you waiting for,
dude? Who am I? Listen, let's not talk about that. Like, I'm not even. Let's not, because this political thing, you can't. This is Nigeria, right?
But
you can't really trust this.
But what if you turn on your TV one day and you're like, Christopher for president, you vote for me?
Christopher, I would.
And
Christopher, we have to talk about. The team has to vet that you can't just go out there and say you want to be president. What do you want to do? Run the country down?
Youths taking over.
Christopher,
like,
we're not. I don't
not
think you're in that category.
Like,
you can be like a personal advisor to a personal advisor to somebody somewhere, but not like a, you know, president. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, bring you down or anything. But this is.
I'm gonna cut back now.
No, this is just me being real. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know. So, but yeah, it's okay. So right. I hope you guys enjoyed the last song we played for you, Marizu. And if you, if you're just joining us, you're welcome to the Redefine NG Countdown Show. We are your hosts, Ginika,
Christopher, Ituan.
Yeah, and like I said, and like we said before in the beginning of the show, we're gonna have a special guest coming in, and we're gonna introduce him pretty soon. So don't touch that dial. Anyway, moving on.
Number 8.
Yeah.
We have Tolu Mars.
This person is male or female?
Male.
Okay. And he goes to where?
Bangkok.
Okay, good.
When she says Bangkok, like Bangkok.
Yeah, Bangkok.
I just want.
I'm like our school.
You're thinking. You're dirty.
No.
Dirty boy.
Bangkok.
Dirty boy.
Look, you know, like it's true. It sounds.
Yeah,
it's
true.
That's for those who say you know, like I always say University of Lagos every time and anytime I'm referring to that school. Yeah, so I don't. It's the same thing, but I'd rather. So, like, remember how we're talking before the show, and then one of our mentors said on my Instagram, I have aspiring polyglot on my page, and he's like, well, why did you not just put like something easy that we can relate to, like multilingual?
Yeah,
you need to understand that.
Call me extra with a double sauce, nigga. Yeah, that's what I do. So I'm extra. Thank you very much.
It's just like saying.
I think we know that already.
It's just like saying you're supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Okay.
Do you guys know what that means? That's like the longest word in the dictionary.
We know you said it, so you can tell us that you know what it means. So please tell us now that.
Listen, say it again.
Listen, because I said that thing, I'm sure you don't remember what she just said.
She just
said
superstar.
I got one word you cannot pronounce.
How many letters does the word have?
About 28.
Oh, that's like all the alphabets of all the letters of the alphabet plus 2. Pardon? It's a made-up word, but, you know, apparently it's in the dictionary. Is it in the dictionary?
Yes, it's in the dictionary.
It's a dictionary. It's made its way there. But anybody gonna use that? I mean, I don't even remember what it sounds like. Super what?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's long.
Shabby, you use polyglot instead of multilingual, so...
No, polyglot is every... Do you not know what polyglot... Who a polyglot is?
Okay.
Okay, then. I guess I... person who speaks more than one language.
Like a multilingualist.
AKA multilinguist, but whatever, whatever. I'm extra with double sauce. The world knows that I have no energy for you today.
So, Maris with Don't You Know, it was produced by Jimmy Abdus. Yeah.
And we hope you enjoy it.
It's time, number 8.
Then I thought that we had something that was strong. It could hold back the fire. Nobody could tell all the dreams that we had. I could not behold you leave.
Die for you, fight for you. At the bottom line, I say I'll fight for you, fight for you. Can't deny it, cause I'm ready to, ready to. Nobody makes it look like love's for two. Love's for two, love, love. Don't you know that I've been searching? Don't you know that I've been looking for your loving, loving, loving. Been looking for your loving, loving, loving.
That was Tomorrow's Don't You Know, produced by Jimmy Abdul. So we said when we're on ritual number 8, we're gonna bring in our guest.
Yeah! Drum roll, guys! I'm excited about this one. No, I'm excited because, I mean, he's cute, you know, so, you know.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I'm in one of you.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I just stole.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Remy Baggins in the house. I'm excited to have him, you know. So how you doing?
I'm alright, I'm good.
You have this, what's this thing, your hair color? What's
oh,
the...
I just being pink.
You're in the mood, you know, okay, you're being playful.
Pink O'Shea for the girls.
I'm not sure you should listen to each one when it comes to hair. I'm not sure. I'm not saying don't listen, I'm just saying... It's a tricky. You might
but
get
you said it was going to do pink, and I'm like, oh shit, for the girls.
Okay,
so,
all right, it's okay. That's fine.
I'm actually for my own drum roll.
You're never going to get it. He's not giving silence. Everybody, silence for Christopher.
Bro, it was good, bro.
Man, we're all right. We're out here.
Tell me, I'm supporting Manchester United.
No, I'm not in money.
Are you sure? What club do you support?
I don't actually support any club anymore.
So you
Arsenal
don't do
answer when like back then when Arsenal used
let
to
let me tell you let me tell
I'm
you
like, nah, I don't
let me give you the backstory. Yeah. So, when I started watching football,
you deny everything completely.
When I started watching football, I used to be an AC Milan fan.
What
is that?
So you understand now? Do you understand now? So yeah, understand. That's when I was the first.
Oh, how high did my feet have fallen?
When Kaká left, everybody said it was okay.
But bro, Arsenal is open, bro.
I got Parkwell. Your mother like Arsenal.
So now you don't like keep up with football. And
I don't really. Aww. I don't care.
So what's taking up your time? You got girls taking up your time?
I wish.
We're gonna come back to that for sure. Okay.
Number 7, we have FBD
featuring Kishi on Control.
FBD is actually a Unilag artist.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Studying engineering.
Yes.
This was produced by Farmer.
Ziff.
Agbe.
I'm answering Agbe. Oh my goodness. Anyway, so we hope you enjoyed this one. FBD featuring Kishi, Control.
It's time, number 7.
Something.
Alright. When I see the fine girls, will they contact me? Even your matrix, don't they contact me? Melanin, light skin, dark skin. Shorty be a player, but she rolling with a comeback king. Let me tell you something, girl. Man's calling you for that something, girl. I may no get time for your fronting. Give me that thing that you know that I'm wanting, girl. Yeah, she love you when I'm touching her body. She never wanna let me go. She gonna let me rock on her body as long as I got the dough. And she love you when I'm touching her body. She never wanna let me go.
she gonna let me rock on her body as long as I steady. She wanna take control, she won't take control, and she no won't let me go. Bere control, sorry walk back control. Come take control, come take control, and me never let you go. Bere control, sorry walk back control. Girl, you know that your body tempting when I see you pulling up in the miniskirt, cause the money.
And that was Abby D featuring Kishi Control. And this Control doesn't have an L behind it. So apparently it's Control without the L.
Control.
Yeah, Control.
Control.
Yeah. I knew that somebody. It just had to be you. Someone was going to fall to that trap. It just had to be you. But it's all good. It's all good. I know where you're coming from. So,
Remy?
These people are from University of Lagos, you said, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, does he have any other songs? This yes. ABD guy?
Yes,
yeah,
he does.
He has other songs. He has, there's one, yeah, actually kind of in a group.
Yes, mm. Yeah, Nicole TBG. And Kelu.
You know them?
You know them?
Yeah, I know them.
Oh, are they like a trio or something?
Not trio. They're actually friends. But yes. Like
they do. Oh, they just yeah, mix yeah, on each yeah, other's. Yeah, okay, true. I get that. That makes sense. That definitely makes sense. Okay, so let's have a little chit chat with our man here.
Whoa,
For those of us who can't relate to that category, we apologize, but you know, the young shall grow.
What are you laughing at? It's actually not funny.
Don't you? I'm sorry, but don't you always take the back seat?
Shit. Oh, I don't know what.
Wow. It's okay. It's okay.
Chris, I told you better. I'm not mean or anything. You're talking games.
It's all love. You know, it's all love. It's all how I love my brother, that kind of thing.
Oh,
I love you as a human being.
And she loves us as a baby brother.
Yeah, you know? So
As a baby brother.
No, I mean, like, maybe not baby brother, but you know, brother of Christ.
You called me weird things. You called me Teddy Bear.
Because, I mean, you had a cute factor about you.
Wow. Yeah. First time you
It's kind of fake.
I think that solidifies the point that you're a boy.
It does. Thank you. This is why he's a man, because he can pick my words and know exactly what I mean.
Oh.
Yeah. So
man of the moment.
Yeah. Give it up for me, baggins, y'all. Okay, so Remy, what is it that takes up your time? You just before we went on the on the countdown, you music. Were talking about that. Music. Anything else besides that? You're married mainly, solely to your music.
Basically.
Okay. Yeah. So
I'm always producing, I'm always recording, or like I'm producing, I'm recording, or I'm mixing my track or someone's track.
So a person can never find you doing anything aside these three things?
If there's no lights, I'm in my house, I'm probably reading a book.
Oh, okay. I'm an avid reader, so I can definitely relate to that. So I do read. I'm sure you can't relate to that, girl, but it's okay.
Chris, stop talking.
I'm sorry.
I don't like how that. I don't like it.
He knows it's all love. So, let's jump quickly into what is the latest thing that you produce right now? What's your biggest your newest baby?
My newest baby is a song called Choose.
Okay.
Released that on August 10th.
Okay.
And before that, Ice Prince dropped his EP. I produced three songs.
I've been stalking you.
Okay. I know confession time. Curious cat. Okay.
Funny enough, nobody answers my curious cat. So.
Okay. It's okay. I mean, I don't have a curious cat. So
it's fine. Instagram, that stuff that you put
Instagram,
on.
I didn't even put myself out there too much.
The same you said a bit.
First of all, I'm not doing your part. Great.
So what's your name, Remy?
My name is.
Do you know something I find so sexy about
what
he's doing right now?
Everybody, wait. You guys should wait.
No, we're gonna.
I'm so interested in
speaking to us in that same.
You wanna me speak to even that?
Exactly. I love it.
Okay. So
your name is what?
My name is Remy Sam.
Oh.
Yes. I thought it was Remy.
Actually, you know that year.
Oh my god.
2009. I have to talk like this. There's one guy like this. His name is Falari.
Yes, I
don't stop calling him Falari. Okay, I don't like that.
Right.
Oh, sorry, he just came to me one day. He said, I like the way he talk.
Okay.
I said, okay, fine. Next thing, I started hearing sleeping there. I said, I heard what's up, guy. I class. I heard Jennifer. I don't understand what the guy was just doing. Just like, I don't understand.
So
he just
told
my distance.
So Falari is like a fan, like basically. Shebi is your fan.
He's learning from you, isn't he?
Yeah. What can we say?
Okay.
Well, imitation is the best form of.
I don't know what you're saying, but I'm listening to you and I'm gone. There's something that I find, is it weird? Find super I'm not interested in hearing it from you. I'm not even trying to
Alright, we'll come back to you as your shooting countdown number 6. We have Young Easy featuring KD
and Don Baba.
So I'm talking about this Young Easy guy. Easy Covenant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that called Covenant or Covenant?
You always said to yourself,
he's sweating.
Christopher, just embrace it.
You're
sitting
in the studio.
I made a mistake. You are still trying to prove one point that it's not gay.
Spending shooting himself in the foot every goddamn time.
The thing is, why did you pronounce that Convenant?
I'm used to banter with your school. So
okay.
I literally say, oh, bro, you're in Convenant. Go sit down. Or that kind of thing.
Okay.
But I literally know. Alright,
we'll let you go. Let's not talk too much about it because you know what I think about you. If you go into too much detail, then it's obvious you're lying, but let's just leave it. Let's leave it. It's okay.
I was talking about Young Easy.
Okay.
So, he's acting Covenant
again. You told her he's taking her shot. So, I'm not the bad guy, okay? I'm not the bad guy, but it's okay.
Anyways, our brother.
Speaking about Covenant.
Christopher's Covenant.
Yeah, I refuse to go back to
Christopher.
School. You're meant to be an OG here.
I'm on your side.
I've told you to be quiet for you.
Because I don't like how they are bashing you, my guy. You get.
No. When I start, I'm going to cover.
Never happened, but okay. Let's move on.
Okay.
All right.
Anyways, let's check out the song. It's called
Fly.
It's time. Number 6.
Anything that you want, I do. Everything I'ma give to you, my girl. Baby, yes, you are my way. Baby, girl, don't play no game. Baby, girl, just me and you. Cause me and you for life. Nothing ever compare. Me and you tonight. Nothing ever disturb. Me and you. Nothing ever come us. Me and you for life. Nothing ever compared.
All the double shots of Bacardi, KD, life for the party. With my goons on deck, I ain't tryna flex. I'm just tryna make your pussy wet, then to the next. She tryna find me, free me. All the mind damn here wanna be me, but I don't play no games, nigga. EA, baby girl, no stress.
I don't sway too fly for a nigga like me. It's too much for the don like me. You got me yelling out 1, 2, 3 straight jabs up front like Muhammad Ali. I see that you got the memo, yeah. Chop it down like a plain Lego, and I've been whipping in the kitchen like Camilla. If you're on the green light, then I guess the Lego put you on the bus for
you. I be feeling you, all the love my girl I be giving you. All you want it and do the cuckoos, baby come go and feel this cucumber. Tell you what's in my brain, where that you want in the city.
Say girl, it's me and you tonight. Say girl, it's me and you for life. It's me and you for life. Nothing ever compare. Me and you tonight. Nothing ever disturb. Me and you, me and you. Nothing ever come out. Me and you for life. Nothing ever compare.
Don Baba for life.
Don Baba, Don Jazzy.
So real quick, I'm just gonna talk about, you know that thing Remy was doing. Remy, can you just keep at it? Can you just do that again?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh my god.
Nika, I like to hear it thought this way,
dude. Do you know how hard I try? Like, it's. If I want to learn how to.
What is Ajebo, girls? You guys.
Wait, you guys. You guys, I feel like you are getting this thing twisted. I'm stressed.
Okay.
Ajebo, listen, I'm dangerous. Okay. Like. I can fuck you up in an alley.
Okay.
Don't get it twisted.
But there can you break bottle? Don't.
What? I will break the bottle and.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
I don't want to get too
violent. It give people graphic images and you know things. But I'm straight. Don't try me.
I'm straight.
Oh my god.
Time to say straight love. Straight love.
From number 10 to 6. Number 10 was Eliya feature called Castle Crown, produced by Atao Lene Otigbo.
And number 9 was Marizu Ikechi Chosen.
Number 8 we have Tobu Morris on the track Don't You Know.
Number 7 we had Evie D featuring Kishi Sax, produced by Farmer.
Control.
And number 6 we had Young For Life on Young Easy featuring Katie and Don Baba.
You're too extra.
That's my type of man, you know, extra with Don sauce.
Okay. Right, let's talk about your EP.
Okay.
It's, Erife. How his name is pronounced?
Yeah, Erife.
What school is he though?
He finished from University of Ibadan.
Oh, cool. Yeah. How did you guys link up?
Okay, so.
Do your Fowl's accent, please.
Let's vote. Everybody in the room.
Fowl's accent.
Hands up. For the Fowl's accent, please raise your hand.
Raise your hand.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god.
The knees have it. Alright, so this is how much we're talking.
Okay.
Mele.
I feel like I know. I'm like half interested in what you're saying now. But it's okay. I'm still listening.
Bro, you're going the wrong side.
Okay.
Once you write
in
the
car,
you die, bro.
Okay, that was. Once you
that's
write.
Intense. Okay. That's intense, but
yeah,
that's
yeah, I have the song title right with you. So.
Ride with me.
I mean, consent. Where's the consent form? Let's.
It's okay. We could talk about that after the show. Yeah.
Twitter. So like, Pulse did a review of my EP.
Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
Pulse did a review of his EP at the time. So like, we're like, okay, who's this guy? Then DMs. I performed at his show in Ibadan in December last year. They were like, okay.
So he's based there?
Yeah, he stays there.
So he came down to Lagos to record that?
No. I went there. I carried my equipment, everything.
That's very noble.
Because it was needed.
That was a dead one, but
it was needed because Lagos is, oh my god, Lagos chokes you.
It does.
Yeah.
So like,
that's, and Lagosians don't, I don't think we realize that where we our Lagos is choking.
We don't know that. If you go to Ibadan for 1 week,
you would breathe. Like you've never breathed before.
Like, the first time I went there, I stayed there for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't do anything because the peace serenity was overwhelming. Like,
yeah.
I was like, okay.
So you guys spent how many beats
produced? I made all the beats in 1 week.
Wait, you produced all the tracks?
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
We don't play.
Okay.
So
okay.
I produced all the tracks. I made all the beats. Then the following week, recorded all the songs.
Okay, that was snappy. Them.
We do not waste.
Yeah, they don't play. They're not out here to play with y'all.
So, Remy Baggins, when did you start doing music? Don't tell me that story of I started from church, this thing.
They didn't allow me to sing, so like that's not even part of my story. Okay. I was just a keyboardist by the corner.
Okay.
So, I started making beats in 2010. Mm-hmm. Just picked up FL Studio one day. It's like, okay, let's do this.
And just like that?
Yeah. But I have a background in like music
class. Okay, because I was going to ask you, you produce yourself. How do you, you know, who taught you that? And how
I
did
just
you
learned, but I just picked up.
Self-taught. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So I think a lot of people need to invest, because it's something I saw on the internet that says the internet has made it easy for you. So any excuse you're giving follows with the question, and like, what is your excuse? What is that? There's no white man who's holding you back. That's what he said.
Yes.
There's no white old man sitting in the office saying no. The internet has made it so easy. So there's no middle man saying, oh, pass through this or this. It's you and your customers, you know. So
yeah,
that's very good. I think more people should learn how to go into self-taught.
When we come back, you tell like everyone, the listeners, how you came about the name.
Oh, okay.
All right. So let's head straight to Countdown. We have So Sick featuring eBay.
It's time, number five.
Saving my comment. Let me be honest. I see you rocking them Gucci and those designers, but you're all I dream about in my pajamas. If I love you tonight, like, will I be your man for life? You know it's do or die, die. Cause you're giving me the vibe. Shawty, drop it on me. I like the way you jump up on me. The way you come up on me. Jump 100,000 all day.
Toxic featuring eBay, they called this one Hold Me Down. Such a nice track.
Yes.
So back to Remy.
Okay.
So
what inspired the name Remy Bargain?
Remy is his name.
Remy's son. A lot of people, I'm sure a lot of people think it's Remy Lekun, but y'all heard it here first.
Yeah.
Or is this the first place you ever talk about that?
No.
Okay, I guess not.
So you got Delta.
Yes.
Ouch. I just took my L.
You guys have
like
names written. That's
Remy's son.
That's how it works, because I acknowledged it. You know, like, it's something I put it out there. You didn't even know that it was an L until I said it, so move. Thank you. Now, moving back to you, Remy. Thank you.
Yeah. How I got the name, yeah?
Yeah.
My name is Remy Song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at home.
The bargains,
okay. Oh my god. Every time among all my friends, like, I'm the shortest.
So
from Lord of the Rings, for the bargains, Bilbo Baggins, those hobbits.
That's cute.
It was like calling me these hobbits. This is Remy the Hobbit. Remy Baggins just landed one day. I said, okay.
That sounds
so foreign. Remy
Baggins. I almost thought that was your last name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. I mean, because there's a
character. You change your surname to Baggins.
I won't mind.
I'm sure you've looked into it. You've thought about it a couple of times.
Yes, because my real surname is Solo Edema.
Okay.
Yeah.
It definitely does sound better. It definitely sounds better. So let's talk a little bit about your EP, I think.
Yeah. Collab EP.
No, you have one 2017, yeah.
Mm.
2017, yes.
What's it called?
It's called Aigin Growl.
Okay, because a lot of people didn't know how to pronounce that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would confess, I didn't. I was saying Aigin Growl.
Yes, what does it mean?
Aigin Growl is a German word.
For?
It is a color.
Okay.
The color you see in total darkness.
Okay.
It's not black. It's
that
called
one's
Aigin
deep,
Growl.
Though.
That's
deep.
Okay, so tell us about what Bro said. That's pretty interesting, though. Tell us what Bro said, you know, the naming of that EP.
Aigin Growl.
Well, that phase of my life was very troubling. Like, I was off the internet, so I was just in my house.
Okay.
I just did, like, that was when I just left school.
Mm.
I was so depressed, nothing was going well in
for
my
you
life.
So at
I was
the
just,
time.
I was just existing.
Not really living.
So, you're not really living. So, like, when I just was, like, trying to come back out of my cave,
mm-hmm.
and I started making beats, recording, then said, okay, all these songs, they came from darkness.
Mm.
So
Okay,
that's a cute story. But are you one of those people
how,
who?
How's that cute story?
No, you're not. Listen, okay. No,
I'm talking to girls.
The one cute, the one cute sometimes can be ambiguous for me. I don't want to say sad. So I would say cute, you know what I mean? So I'm not, I don't want to make it, I don't want the environment or the atmosphere to be too
positive energy.
Yeah, so, but quick question though, what was, how did you find out about that color and what it means in German? Did you do research or just
drop
Twitter?
To be real honest, there was this, this page on Twitter, this facts, one of those facts pages that people just retweet random stuff. So I just saw Eigen Girl. Funny enough, I think it was it who retweeted that tweet into my tea? I think it was Lady Dawn. So I just saw it. Okay. I liked it.
You can relate to that.
Okay. This for future reference. That was like a year before I even came up.
Okay. So
like when I was the EP, you just said that was perfect name for it.
Yeah, it ministered to you that pick me.
Yeah.
So you're one of those people who can say that music brought light into your soul.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
To the countdown. When we come back, you tell us the Icebergs EP.
Tell us about your collaboration with that.
Okay.
So, number four, Nessa.
He likes Nessa, dude.
You like Nessa?
Yeah.
Bro.
You wanna do something with her? You wanna jump on something with her? Okay,
bro,
that's amazing.
Bro, what?
What was that, man?
Bro, not bro. Ladies and gentlemen, Nessa Unleashing. Enjoy.
It's time, number four.
I see it every time I put my pencil on the paper. I've got decisions. I know it's gonna be tough, but I won't let it put me down. This is my boiling point, this is my mood. These are my feelings, I'm not being rude. Don't take this the wrong way, you just make me downplay. I'm not gonna sit here and be your pebble. This is how you make me feel. When you're constantly hindering me. Honestly, I'd rather be drowning with fear. I thought I was clear. I don't know why I've been putting myself on the line. And you don't seem to get that I'm out of my mind with you. I'm done with you. And once we're true, ooh, I'm out of my leash. And you can enter me. Cause I'm true with you. I'm true with you. I'm true with you. I'm true with you. I'm out of my leash. And you can enter me. Cause I'm true with you. I'm true with you.
So that was number four. Nessa with Unleashing. So yeah, we're talking about Nessa, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
Why are you smiling?
No, I'm not smiling.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Okay.
how did you link up to Nessa?
I've not linked up.
Oh, you've not linked up. You've just started talking to her.
Yeah.
I'm a trick question. Just to know.
We understand your MO.
We know your mode of operation.
Leaving.
Okay, we know how your model operation goes, Christopher. You're not that smooth.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I'm saying fine. Everybody, come on, everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
Okay, so how did the Icebergs link up go?
Okay, so.
Twitter again?
No.
Hashtag we met on Twitter.
It's not like that. my friend, Strafiti. Yeah.
Oh, we know Strafiti.
Yeah. So, like, Just shortly after MI had this production camp for Rendezvous and Young Denzel. So all of us were there, myself, Strafiti, Odoti, TMXO, Chills, all of us. Just packed ourselves inside one apartment for like a week plus.
Okay.
So like straight from there, Strafiti convinced us to put out an EP, like let's do proper hip hop, proper trap, let's put it out. So he said, yeah, agreed. I said, okay, fine. Then we just went to his house.
Okay.
First day I met him, I sat down there. He said, I'm going to give you 4 beats today.
Okay.
I made 4 beats.
Wow. Just like that.
That's how the song.
That's amazing.
We don't play.
Hashtag
no.
Oh
my god.
We should try.
You think it's a joke?
playing with y'all. So you're like family with the Chocolate City family, right?
Yeah, you can.
So we can say that, right? I mean, of course, because I mean you're jumping on things with them, so we can. This might come off as a weird question, but what is there any? I mean, okay. I'll ask
something first.
Okay, before I ask my weird question.
Beat charm, like what's your charm? Like when you want to make a beat, people, what? Most producers I've met, they do something for like for inspiration.
Oh, they do something.
Like,
I can't say I have a beat charm.
Do some ganja.
Some ganja.
But
then
I can't say.
What's your spiritual name?
I don't have.
That was spiritual name. Okay.
I think okay. Let's just say I have this bandana I like wearing.
Okay, so once you wear that bandana, holy ghost, it comes up on you.
There's only one.
What if you have the bandana? Christopher, I don't think it's gonna work for you. Exactly. It works for men, but you know it's all right if you think. I mean, you can give him if it's okay.
Wow.
If you have one on one.
Wow.
Let him.
Wow. Gimmickers episode.
So Remy, how are your parents like with your music? Are they like cool with it, or their Nigerian parents again?
Wow, his laughter was confusing.
Oh,
I'm not sure what to think.
You know the country wine.
Yeah.
Nigeria. So like, until.
So is it like a fierce no, or it's like no Remy, face school, don't do music, or are they just
I would
listen to
do music,
I would
that kind of thing.
Let's put it this way. It depends on their mood each day.
Okay. So some days it's one thing, another day it's another.
Some days is me sitting outside the house without them opening.
Oh, okay. So it gets that extreme.
Some days is have you eaten? That's how it is.
I think we can understand that, and I think there's a lot of people out there who can relate to that. So has that affected your music, or has that affected, you know, the content that you put out, or you as a person in any way?
Well, it has and it hasn't.
Okay, when
like,
it has, have you dealt with it?
That was the Eigengrau period.
Okay.
Oh. But these days I've made my peace with it. Like, not everybody will like you.
Yeah.
So just do your thing.
Yeah, keep pushing. I'm sure there's a lot of Nigerian youths out there who can relate to whatever, you know, this thing you're saying. And word out there is just keep pushing.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're going to head straight to Conan first.
Okay.
Our number three track is Pandemonde. Because this one
pull up.
When we come
Pandemonde
back,
is in
that's
the
last
you're
very
going to talk to
name.
Us about your contro video.
And I'm gonna ask my weird question concerning this Chocolate City family.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy.
Pandemonde,
take you back to the place that you messed up, baby. You were trying to fit into the code that never sizes you. Shawty say she don't like me. Shawty say she don't like me. Shawty say she don't like me. Shawty say she don't like us. I put in the car keys. It made her body go sensual. Shawty say she don't like me. I promise tonight gonna be special. And as I pull up and drive, we driving slow. And as I pull up and drive with the bumps on the road. And as I pull up and drive, we driving slow. And as I pull up and drive. And as I pull up and drive. Girl, you bring the positivity here. Your body colder than the body can dress. You say fine, we went on a dinner deal. Let's cause it and you say your boy is so slick. Everything sounds good and better. Still on your friend.
That name, we gotta, if this person ever comes to the studio, we have to find out, you know.
Backstory.
Okay. We gotta find out the backstory, exactly.
So we're back to you, come through video.
Alright.
Who's the girl? I have to see you before.
Look at this boy, yo. It's H-O-E.
Exactly.
It's H-O-E.
What's
happening?
You just want to know the relationship with them.
Not the girl. I just want to know, like, who is she?
You want to get her Instagram handle?
Which shit?
You want to get her Twitter handle?
Yeah.
I have a friend who wants to do a music video.
All right. That's a nice story, but it's okay. It's fine. It's okay. It's
about the HOE.
I have one thing to say. If you want to know, you will know. So like all these questions, like if I see someone in somebody's video, I don't even need to ask the person. I'll go and find
him. He's a man. He gonna do what a man do.
It's very easy. Like, I even made it very easy.
That's what men do, people. People of the world, y'all heard.
I've actually gone back to the end of the video.
Christopher.
Nobody puts me. You are searching.
I've loved you, baby.
You're searching for diamonds at the mouth of the mine, so I don't understand.
Wait.
Christopher, you're thirsty. You're the wrong thirsty one, bro.
He can't believe his bad luck.
Hot guy, you're waiting for girls' beer.
Let me ask you this.
I'm dead.
KO, knockout.
Christopher, just hold it. You know? Okay. That's our boy.
Oh my goodness. Your stories are just linking.
Go and find out.
Okay.
It's very easy.
You, Christopher.
This is a man.
The video was directed by Strafiti.
Strafiti.
Yeah.
Wow.
Strafiti.
So he directs now.
Yeah, I know. He started with graphics, like song art, photography, graphics, videography.
Video
yeah.
Okay. So the Contra song.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that's like actually your biggest song.
Why do you say so?
Cause that's how I got to know about your music, basically.
I think it's relative. I think everybody.
What's not sometimes. Song?
Yeah, I think it's relative.
Like maybe it's because it has it like some has
it. Yeah.
I think my biggest song is Ride With You.
Ride with you.
Ride with You, Psycho YP and Genio Bambino.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people also know you with that song more than any other one.
Because like even if you don't know the song, if you hear the chorus, you're like, oh, that song.
So how do you guys do all this link up? Because I know it's based in Abuja.
Yeah,
like,
I just met him for the first time last week.
Oh. How did you meet? Like, where did you guys meet?
Okay, it wasn't last week at Lemon Cord.
Oh,
like,
okay.
He was coming, so I said, okay,
let's meet. Let's do that.
I sent my ABJ
boys. Send your stuff and send.
Yeah, I just send my beats. He records, sends his vocals, and mix. Junior was also in UK when we did songs, so like sends his verse. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, so let me.
Okay.
Okay. So I was gonna ask my word question.
Ah.
So the Chocolate City family.
Mm-hmm.
Are we gonna ever get anything from Jesse Jazz ever again?
And I do. Number one, where is Jesse? Where are you?
Okay, I think that's the question. Where is Jesse Jazz?
The last time I knew his exact location was in Joss.
Okay.
But I don't know again.
Okay. Just in case you're listening, Jesse, we want something from. I mean, we're looking out to get something. I mean, I miss Jesse Jags. Who doesn't miss Jesse Jags? I miss Jesse Jags. So
let me tell you, if you're
listening to this, we want you back. Thank you very much.
Let me tell you something. I remember one time I found. See, this is what I'm saying. You have to open your eyes.
I found Jesse's
his email, like his personal email.
Mm-hmm.
So like I sent like 2 beats. What year was that? I was like 2014 or so.
Mm-hmm.
I sent like 2 beats.
Mm.
Like I do that, I mention anybody's email in this industry, I have it.
Damn.
So like I used to send beats, I used to spam people with beats. So like one day I just found Jesse. I just spent like 2 beats. Like, you listen to this. Yeah.
You need to teach Christopher how to do this.
Jesse Jags was the only person to ever reply me.
Oh. Wow.
He replied me, and I went to his house.
Wow.
Another fun fact.
I can't wait for that.
My first. Can I talk about drugs on it?
No. What? Let's do that.
My first ever puff of weed. Was rolled against me by Jesse Jones.
Oh. I mean, Jesse Jones is an OG. I mean, we missed him. I miss his person. I think the first thing, I like to say drew me to him was I listened to something on Instagram. I think when I first joined Instagram, I listened to something that he did. was a freestyle, but I ain't never heard anybody spit a freestyle as fire as that freestyle I heard from Jesse Jag.
Which one? What freestyle was that? Was that Tim Westwood one?
I think, what?
Tim Westwood.
It wasn't that one. It was on I can't remember exactly which one, but I know that after that, listening to that freestyle, I became a Jesse Jag. Like, I was constantly looking out for him because it was, I've never heard anything as fire as that freestyle. Just knowing that it was coming straight out the top of his head, it was fire. It was fire. So Jesse Jag, if you're listening, please, the world wants you back, okay?
Jesse doesn't play.
He doesn't play.
He's probably somewhere
cooking up something.
Nah, we can't wait. We can't wait to, you know, have that come out to the rest of the world. So
back to the countdown.
No, before we even do that, is there any artists, you know, upcoming and
I should probably tell us like after
what?
After this song.
Okay, that's amazing. It's wonderful because it's his song. Yes. Okay.
Yes. And this one is
his song. Yeah.
Gang.
West Bandits. Before you got that track, you're holding 10 beers.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole story. It's a whole last story. You're going to tell us about that.
Okay, what inspired this song?
What's for the song, guys?
I heard
the song in January.
Okay.
That was like January.
Not so long ago.
I was listening to so much South African music. I was listening to the heavy, like the deep house. Then those deep guys, those how do you pronounce that word? GQOM, Gukwom or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Plus Mikasa.
Okay.
So like, I was trying to bring. I wanted to put something
all the sounds
in the
together.
Yeah, something in the middle.
Like a fusion, sort of.
So you hear some natural instruments, then you hear 808s, and you hear. And I now came with my Nigerian.
We still want to play hashtag.
Hashtag, we don't play. The people die. We have many baggage in the house. Pretty fine, Angie Countdown. And it's amazing. So we're just. No, I was gonna go to the countdown, but you can. Yeah, I think the world can't with you guys in it, bro. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, Remy Baggins.
It's time number two.
So be